talons through the fire, the shield that guards the innocent. I shall seek to wear no crown, nor win any glory. And all these things I do swear upon my honour as a guardian of Gahal, until my days on this earth cease to be. This be my vow. This be my life. By Glox I do swear. Chapter 1. Claws in the Moonlight.
I thought you said the prevailing wind was from the south, said Martin, the tiny northern saw-whet owl. We've been ramming into these northerlies for 2 days now.
Don't worry, Twilight said. It's bound to let up sometime.
Sometime? I do not find that comforting. You're twice my size, Twilight, and with that fat head of yours you can ram through anything.
It was not Martin, however, whom Sorin was worried about. He knew that the plucky little owl could handle almost anything. He was in the colliering chore, after all, and was accustomed to diving into the flaming gales of forest fires. No, it was Dewlap, the disgraced burrowing owl, about whom Sorin was worried. She had been found guilty of spying for the Pure Ones during the long and perilous siege of the Great Tree the previous winter. Because she was quite old, and because Boran and Baran, the monarchs of the tree, found mitigating circumstances in the fact that she had been misled by the Pure Ones, she was not expelled into the wild. Instead, she would be taken to the retreat of the Gloxian sisters on Ellesmere Island in the Everwinter Sea, where she would be left to live out her days. But that was only one part of the mission. After Ellesmere Island, Ottilissa and Gylfi were to proceed to the Gloxian Brothers' retreat to learn more about war strategy and find in their library another copy of the Flechasia book that Dewlap had destroyed. Martin and Ruby were to fly to Stormfast Island to search for a Kelian snake known as Hoak of Hock. The most important part of the mission, absolutely vital, not only to the guardians of Gahal, but to every owl kingdom on Earth, was that of Sorin, Twilight, Digger, and Eglantine. They were to proceed to the Firth of Fangs in the most northwestern region of the Everwinter Sea to seek out an old warrior named Moss. From Moss, they were to recruit allies for the impending war with the Pure Ones. Finally, they were all to reunite on Darkfowl Island, where the legendary blacksmith, Orf, crafted the finest battle claws ever known.
But with the wind and their rate of speed, who knew when they would get there? Thought Sorin.
They had been flying for 2 days already, and had not yet reached the Ice Narrows. The mission was complicated, and there were time pressures as well. Winter came early to the northern kingdoms. It would not be long before the fearsome katabatic winds would set in and ice floes would clog the sea, making water almost indistinguishable from land and navigation difficult. Sorin sighed when he thought of his immense responsibilities and the price of failure. Failure spelled doom in this case. If only they could fly a little faster, but not with Dewlap. It was amazing that the flight therapists back at the tree had gotten the old wreck airborne at all. Dewlap had been lagging so far behind that Sorin had to send Gylfi back to fly with her, then Twilight, and then Ruby after him. They had all taken their turns, except for Ottilissa. Ottilissa loathed Dewlap with a deep and abiding passion ever since Strix Strummer's death. Ottilissa had worshipped Strix Strummer, who was distinguished in battle, and was an owl of great learning. She had died in the Battle of the Siege. Sorin and the others had tried to reason with Ottilissa about it. Owls get killed in battle, they said. Dewlap was nowhere near when it happened. But Ottilissa still believed that Strix Strummer's death was all Dewlap's fault. And now, as the leader